about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
So take it from me, Claude Akins.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hello, is this India?
Yes, it is.
Yes, we're just calling to say thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Look, I don't know that much about India. I'm assuming it's a country.
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
What's crackling, my people? Keep it rock and roll, my nigga.
And now,
you do not know how much we regret that got on the air.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody.
I just figured we start apologizing, you know, before people even have a time to call.
Sure. That's the way
like,
we do it.
Right out of the gate. If the first thing you say when you come on is, wow, are we sorry,
yeah,
then maybe that'll cut down letters to management.
For
that's
stuff
all
we've
I was
already
trying
done,
to do.
And for stuff we're going to do later this morning.
Sure. Exactly.
It's a blanket apology.
Exactly.
I like it.
Psycho Mike, you went to the Paramore No Doubt show last night?
Sure did.
How was it?
It was great. It was great. Great crowd, great performances, and the funniest thing ever happened. Maybe ever.
Ever?
Funny. Come on, you're overselling as usual.
Hey, before you tell us what that is, phone lines are open. You can get in on Kevin Amin's What to Do Nephew for a Tuesday. If you want to call us right now, toll free wherever you are, 1-800-520-1067. And by the way, one of the topics for discussion today is whether what Mike is about to tell us was in fact the funniest thing ever.
So I'm standing with Dave, the King of Mexico, at like this little K-Rock MGD party before the show starts. And a young lady walks up. She says, hey, I love the show. Would it be okay if I took a picture with you? And we were like, oh, of course, of course. But none of her friends were around to take the picture for her so that we could all be in it.
Right.
So I said, hey, you guys know Alex Rausch that works here?
Yes.
He is literally a professional photographer. He takes most of the still shots for K-Rock. I said, he's a professional photographer. Let's bring him over here specifically to take a picture for you. He'll handle it, make sure it looks great. Call Alex over. She's like, you're a pro? He's selling himself, telling him what a great photographer he is. She hands him the camera. He can't figure out how to work it. Then commences to drop it, and it shatters all over the ground.
Oh! He broke the listener's camera?
Never will it take a picture again.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Awesome.
How hard could it be to figure out a camera?
And by the way, Mike's right. He is the guy that takes pictures for our radio station, for our concerts, everything.
Around his neck, he's got a huge camera with a sport lens, like a foot long, and all these contraptions on it. He could not figure out how to work this one small little digital camera, and then as he's looking at it, drops it, and it shatters all over the ground. And I was,
well, first of all,
this guy is a professional.
First of all, what are the chances that it would shatter? I mean, that's weird. Usually you can drop a camera and get away with it.
This went straight to the concrete. Pieces fell off, and never, ever will it take a picture again.
It was like it had an explosive in it.
And,
it just, when it hit, it just went.
Like I was telling you guys, if you put that in a movie, you'd be, oh, that's crazy. That's just too campy that the pro photographer would, and sure enough.
Could she get the memory card out and use that? Did she have any pictures on it?
I don't know if the memory card was salvageable or not. No. He gave her his card, and he said, you know, contact me. I'm really sorry.
That's awesome.
Wow.
You know, one thing we've noticed from appearances that we've done is that most people don't know how to operate their own camera.
A shockingly high amount of people.
They fail about 50% of the time.
More than that,
least.
It seems like.
Yeah.
And most of them are just point and shoot. So you turn them on, you push the button. But, hold on. It doesn't seem. That's how it usually goes. But most of the time, they don't throw them to the ground because that is,
no,
in general, not the best thing for a camera.
I know the king was very excited you were gone by this point, but apparently the tradition on this No Doubt tour is that they have special guests come out and sing Stand and Deliver, the current No Doubt song. Members of Paramore will come out of the sounds, the opening acts, and apparently last night Shirley Manson came out and took a whack at it from the band Garbage. So that's what a place to see that show, by the way,
no
Gibson
kidding.
Amphitheater.
That's
that must
fantastic.
Be great.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Well, that's funny. Roush rules. All right. It's time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
How about a $25 gift certificate, a Tilly's gift certificate from Levi's, along with a pair of tickets to see a private demo with Levi's BMX team at the Etney State Park. That is coming up on Sunday, which is August the 2nd, because as you know, this weekend is X Games.
Yes, it is, starting Thursday.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. All right, let's begin with our own Miss Cleo. Why, what?
Good morning, guys.
Why is she on the phone? She's our phone screener, and she's 10 feet from us.
But what it do?
What it do? What it do slow today? Whatever. So I'm calling because I am currently team captain in a kickball league, and I need some help because we need players. And who wouldn't want to come play kickball in Long Beach with your one and only, truly, Miss Cleo?
Now,
all right, Miss Fail, I have to ask you this. You're saying that you're going to be at the kickball, but then when we show up, you won't be there, right?
Oh, no. I have been all about kickball. I am kickball 24-7. You can ask anyone in the office. It's all I've been talking about all day.
Is it possible to be kickball 24-7?
Oh, it's totally possible.
What kind of league are you in?
I'm in the WACA is an organization that has kickball leagues like all over California, and it's a nationwide thing. And,
oh, you mean it's a real official league?
It's a real official league, and I'm team captain, and if you want to register, people can go to www.kickball.com and register under the California Big Kahuna League.
The California Big Kahuna League.
I will tell you, I saw photos from her weekend of kickball, and they drink kickball. So
how else could you play kickball?
If that sounds fun to you, fun to me.
Exactly. That's the only perk of it. You go out after each game, and you just drink and drink and drink
and
drink.
It looks fun.
What's the website again?
Wow. One of our own. Come on. Come on. And, Miss Cleo, if we don't want to play, but we just want to come down and watch you run, is that okay? Can spectators show up?
You can, but I'm not going to tell you where it is until you register.
She has a 2-second limit on running, though.
So, yeah, that's right.
No, I run from home to first base every game.
All right.
Oh, so you'll run for kickball, but for the Kevin and Bean show, yes, where you've promised, you won't even do jumping jacks.
Exactly. So just go to www.kickball.com.
Miss Cleo, you've got fail.
You do have fail.
All right.
Bye. Hey, speaking of sports, by the way, Kevin, I know every summer you lament the fact that you're not a baseball fan, but you are missing a phenomenal season.
Every summer tell me this.
Yep.
But that's because baseball is awesome. Because remember last week when Mark Burley pitched that no-hitter? Remember it was only the 18th time that it had ever happened?
I didn't see yesterday, it, but I heard you talking about
it. Heard about it, right. Yesterday something happened that only happened for the 13th time ever in the history of baseball. Now we're going back, 150 years at this point almost, right?
The entire crowd got excited?
13th time it ever happened.
That's
player
what I'm
hit
saying.
Two grand slams in one game.
Wow. That's impressive.
This outfielder, what's his name, Mike? Willingham, I think, for the Nationals, got up and hit two grand slams. It's not something you see every day, I'll tell you that, but it was very, very exciting.
Twice. It's rare that you get up to bat when the bases are loaded, let alone able to.
Yeah, that's what makes it so rare, is the chances that you ever come to the plate with the bases loaded is pretty rare indeed. In fact, if it's already happened once, what are the chances it can happen again? But, yeah, and then you deliver, yeah. But the guy did it. It was amazing.
Chances are almost zero that the Nationals will have the bases loaded ever.
So, yeah, that's a great point.
They'll never have people on base?
They are the worst team, yes.
All right, Trevor, hi.
Hey.
Hey.
All I have to say is I like Miss Cleo's story better than Psycho Mike's.
All right, well, there you go.
Didn't really tell one.
Miss Cleo wins.
Although I have to give Mike credit, considering the way he sold it, I thought the story was going to suck, but it actually was pretty good.
It was
a pretty,
pretty
good,
good
story.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to John. Hey, John, what'd it do?
What'd it do? I love you, Lisa May.
Aw, thanks, John.
And, hey, I'm talking about Kevin. The hottest game is going to be Modern Warfare 2.
Right.
It's going to come out in November. Mm-hmm. I paid for the $159 edition, and that's the game that I'm very excited about, and that's the game that you'll never probably get.
What?
It's called Modern Warfare 2.
Right, but you already bought it, and it doesn't come out till November?
Yeah, I pre-ordered it.
Okay. So you don't have it yet. You just paid for it.
Yeah, it's called Prestige. It comes with night vision goggles that really work.
Awesome.
It's going to be the game that you need to get.
That sounds cool.
Why did you say, didn't you just say that you don't think Kevin will ever get that game? I didn't understand that part.
No, that's the game Kevin needs to get.
Oh, wow. Needs to get. Okay. Gotcha.
It's going to blow out. It's never going to be there. And
I'm in.
And
if it has night vision goggles, I'm in already.
Yeah.
Especially if you can get Paris Hilton to play it with you.
Thank you for the call. That's a good tip. Let's see. Let's go to Melissa. Hi, Melissa. What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do?
You know, I got to say, I just called to say, you know, there's nothing good on television, and if you guys have any suggestions for me.
Oh, yeah, we do. But, you know, this is the off season for most of the big TV shows, but there are a lot of TV shows that come on now in the summer.
Well, I only liked, one of the shows I really loved was The Tudors. I don't know if you guys
Right, sure. HBO.
Great show.
Awesome show.
Showtime.
And then that's it.
Did you try Nurse Jackie?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen an episode of that.
Nurse Jackie's pretty good.
It's awesome.
You watch True Blood?
I caught an episode of that. That's pretty good. It didn't really take to me.
You want to see? Yeah. It didn't take to you?
Wow.
Most people want to take to it, but that's all right. If you want to wait for it to take to you.
The show didn't like Melissa. How about Weeds? Are you watching Weeds?
No, I don't even know what that show is about.
Oh, it's so good.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
All
right, you're scaring me.
Whoa, the title of the show is Weeds.
It's about a gardener. It's about a very popular gardener. Goes around Southern California cutting weeds. Look, what was the show she said right when she came on that she did like on HBO?
The Tudors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's not really like that. I mean, it's more of a dark comedy, but Mary Louise Parker stars in it, and she plays a mom trying to – she's a widow, and she starts a business selling pot. Now, that's where the show started. It has gotten far more elaborate than that, but it has an unbelievable cast of characters and involves the Mexican drug lord and so many other things that are going on. It's very, very funny and very dramatic, too. I think you will like it.
Okay, so it doesn't
matter if she likes it. It matters if it likes her.
Right. That's right. That's
and,
right.
Yeah. One other thing, we kind of discovered recently a show on Comedy Central called Tosh.0. That's funny.
That's funny.
It's a comedian. He takes a look. Tosh, T-O-S-H .0 or whatever.
Zero, yeah.
And it's on Comedy Central. And he takes a look at all of the funny videos that are online. And he's a very funny guy.
Dark Blue, by the way, just started.
Dark Blue is good, too.
And I really like it.
TNT.
Yeah.
That's good, too.
And Erotic Confessions every week on Cinemax.
Sure.
It's really good.
There's that one. All right. So you got a lot of options. Let's squeeze in one last call. This is Mike. Hey, Mike.
What do, nephew? What do, baby?
What do, Mike?
What's going on?
I am a World Tour winner. I won Nine Inch Nails and Jane's Addiction.
Wow.
I just wanted to say thank you, guys. It was awesome.
Where did you go?
I was supposed to go to Tel Aviv, but that show got canceled. So your promotion team hooked me up, and I got to go to Athens, Greece.
No way. Nice.
Woo!
It was so awesome.
And when you got to the airport, your airfare was there? You had tickets?
I had tickets. I left the Saturday. I got them Thursday afternoon.
Right. So you left on Saturday. Then when you got there, you had a hotel?
I got a hotel. I got everything. I got a ride to the show. I got...
Wow.
Are you sure you won this from us?
I did. Although in true K-Rock style, I also got a speeding ticket while I was there.
Excellent. Okay, but that's on you, though. What Kevin is trying to figure out is we didn't drop the ball at any point along the way, because usually something happens that we're responsible for, like you get to check in at 3 a.m. in some foreign city and your hotel room doesn't exist. I mean, that's the kind of reports we're used to getting back.
Well, I did get to run through Munich, Germany. I got to see about 5 seconds worth because I had to go across the terminal to try and catch my flight. But
Okay. Right. Well, sounds like it was pretty successful.
I'm going to strike that last response as non-responsive. Yeah. I don't even know what that was referring to.
Well, we don't let them linger, I think, is the point.
No, that's true. All right, thank
and,
you, Mike.
And the shows were great, too. You got to see Nine Inch Nails and Jane's Addiction, and both delivered, huh?
It was an awesome show. It was actually, the theater looks a lot like Red Rock, because I've kind of been to Red Rock.
Oh, cool.
It's in the side of a mountain. It's a really cool place.
Oh, awesome. I like it. All right, dude. Hey, I'm happy to hear you had such a good time. Congratulations. Thanks for listening. Glad you won.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay. By the way, Killers in Red Rock is our grand prize drawing this Friday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to give away a trip to go to that historic Colorado venue. So stick around for your chance to qualify by winning Killers tickets for their show here.
Is that a cricket?
That's beans, no, it's crickets.
It's a bird. I gotta go close the door. It's going to be 100 in Seattle today, by the way, which has only ever happened one time in recorded history. As
you're
going to
melt and die.
Yes, I'm going to die. Excellent. This could be my last show, so let's make it a good one.
Let's go back to the girl who didn't know what weeds was about. That was my favorite. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we? There are killer robots on the loose, and they are aiming for human beings.
Awesome.
So that's good.
I don't think we're whipping people into a needless frenzy about this one. I think this one you should be afraid of.
This is happening.
I agree.
How crazy is that?
If these robots get out, they could kill us all.
We're going to call India again. And
yes!
We're going to say thank you, and then we're going to ask them about the drought. Apparently, the women are plowing the fields naked in a hope to please close the door.
Well, okay. I enjoy that.
Can't be bothering you that much.
Yeah, of course it can. I'm the most distractible person alive.
But the noises that come out of Mike's body right behind you have got to be worse than that every morning.
You lost your car. You have no idea where it was. Robert Pattinson. Actually, literally parked it someplace in Los Angeles and now has no idea where it is.
Yeah, it's just gone.
Or if he'll ever find it again.
Yeah.
It's X Games week, so we're going to talk to P-Rod.
Yeah.
Excited about that. And the Virgin Mary showed up at Bird Poop. So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. A quick break and Ralph Showbiz Beat is
Tuesday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman joins us in our studio for a first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Things are going on.
Stuff, too.
Every day. Every day things are
good
going
things,
on.
Things, bad things?
Well, it depends on who you are.
All right.
I guess if you're Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush, it's not a good thing. Two of them have split up, according to People Magazine.
Dude, really? I thought weren't they were going to get married.
They were. They were talking marriage, but they said their lives are just going in different directions and their schedules are just too hectic for them to maintain a relationship. See, he's busy playing football for half the year, and she does...
She has that stuff to
That keeps her very busy.
Right.
Hmm. It claims here that she's busy doing her reality show. Cameras follow her around while she lives her life. She's not busy scripting some supernatural thriller that she has to go into production with.
Yeah, so if she needs to stay in New Orleans or whatever, then she can do that.
Right, they'll just follow her wherever she goes. Hmm. You just have to shop and put on a bikini. That's what your
Pretty
show's
much.
All about.
Yep.
It's true.
How tough can that be on your schedule? So, of course, the split is amicable.
Sure.
And
remain friends?
They're remaining friends.
Sure.
And Reggie gets to visit her cans.
Really?
Every other weekend.
Visitation.
Supervised visitation, yeah.
I am surprised, not that we ever really know what goes on inside a relationship, but from the outside, it looked like they were very happy together.
That's how I felt about Joe Jonas and Camilla Bell.
Oh, don't say
oh,
it.
Oh, no, they didn't.
People Magazine reports they have split up. There is no third party involved, says a representative for Joe.
Who else?
And
well,
they
that means
care
there is.
Deeply about each other and will remain friends.
Right.
Uh-huh. You mean the guy who doesn't have sex isn't cheating on her? Well, thank you, People Magazine, for that update. Joe is not seeing anyone else. No, because he's got a chastity belt on, made out of Teflon. Apparently, he was visibly upset Sunday night in Detroit as the Jonas Brothers were performing, as he sang Much Better, a song he wrote for Camilla when they began dating last fall.
Did he start crying?
Probably. Little bitch. More bad relationship news. Samantha Ronson has got to be getting an ass full of Lindsay Lohan by now.
Yes.
Sure.
TMZ cameras were on hand when Lindsay showed up on the doorstep of her home the other night and had another mini meltdown, screaming, demanding to know where Samantha had been for the last 2 hours.
Ugh.
But
you know, Ralph, I swear we've heard the same story like 5 times.
That's what I'm saying.
In the last 5 weeks,
yes.
It happens all the time.
Even if you're a manster like Samantha Ronson, don't you at some point have to say it's not worth it, no matter how cute she is?
I would think so.
Lindsay brought a friend this time. Sam seemed to go off, being less than pleased that Lindsay showed up with a friend waiting at her property, demanded the friend leave, and then shut the gates on paparazzi before letting Lindsay inside to call a cab.
Wow, he's not playing around.
No, he is not.
He's pissed.
Yeah.
You ever had that that deal with the on-again, off-again relationship, Ralph, that shows up at 3 a.m. and bangs on your door?
There's 3 a.m. and there's banging, but it's not usually on my door. You know what I'm saying?
Giggity.
No.
Oh. I only had one bad turn like that, about a woman who showed up with several different colors of paint and a paintbrush and was going to paint things on the outside of my apartment.
Great!
Yeah, she was upset with me.
Were they going to be nice things?
I don't think they were.
How did that turn out, Ralph?
I heard someone outside the front, my front door late at night, and I opened up and I saw her there, and I talked her up the ledge and invited her inside.
And?
Giggity!
Yeah! You closed the deal on somebody with paint in their hands.
That's the biggest range of emotions I think I ever experienced in the course of an evening. Someone
nicely
who was going
done
to paint bastard and other curse words on the outside of my house to, you know, if this bed is rocking, don't come a knock.
Nicely done.
So that was, one of my highlights. It's not two Grand Slams in the same game.
No, but it's close.
It's only happened 13 times, for God's sake.
Hey, that's pretty significant.
And John Travolta.
Yay.
They are saying maybe leaving Scientology.
What?
Apparently, he has lost faith in the religion.
That does not, that's not allowed.
After 34 years.
Dude.
Because he is so disappointed that the religion fell short on promises to help his baby boy Jet overcome his difficulties.
Oh, wow.
Here's the thing about a religion that makes a lot of promises.
Yeah.
If they don't follow through on those promises, I guess you could be a little cheesed off, right?
What kind of help was he wanting? He's not talking about that night that the kid got sick, right?
No. Just overall, you know, there's a lot of claims that Scientology makes with different treatments that they do that supposedly cure almost anything that ails you.
Yeah, right. True.
And I can assume they were exhausting those as well as regular medical treatments for Jet, who had apparently seizures and a disorder of some kinds of autistic type disorder.
Well, and they don't believe in any sort of psychiatry or drugs.
They don't believe
drugs
in autism either.
Yeah.
By the way. So maybe in retrospect, in his grief, John Travolta is reassessing the success of being involved in Scientology.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't be the first person who has had a crisis of faith after a, you know, after a family disaster
faith,
like that.
Regardless of the faith, yeah.
But Kevin's right. Usually you're not allowed to leave.
Well, here's the thing. Rick Ross, who is a major critic of Scientology, says that, especially with celebrity members, they keep dossiers of very embarrassing personal information about you.
Really?
And should you decide to think you're going to leave, they sometimes persuade you otherwise by threatening to expose those facts.
And he's got some of those, I imagine.
Who's to say?
I'm
what he just imagining. Might have to.
I know that it's about you. You go into a desert and there's a ship somewhere, and then you sign a huge check, and if you don't, they'll kill you.
That's what I've heard.
That's what we know about Scientology.
I miss Jiminy Glick. Today's celebrity birthday is UFC president Dana White celebrates his 40th birthday. Actress Elizabeth Berkley. You may have seen her in Showgirls or perhaps Saved by the Bell.
Sure.
And I believe she's also on CSI Miami.
Really?
She plays David Caruso's ex-wife on that show, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah! She is 37. Afro Man, remember him?
Yeah.
Because I got high.
Sure, there's that guy.
Oh, I can't wait for his second single to drop. When do you think that's going to happen?
Well, 3 years ago.
Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach is 33 years old today. And Soulja Boy, tell him.
What?
Celebrates his 19th birthday today. I'm going to go in the other room and do that Superman dance.
Can't wait.
I hope you all join me. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Listen, there are two types of people in the world. There's people who are into advancing education and knowledge and getting to the bottom of what's serious and important in this world, and that's Kevin and Bean.
Yeah.
And then there's Ralph. And then there's guys like Ralph who basically just want to put his head in the sand. Oh, don't tell me anything new. Oh, I don't want to learn about what's happening in the world. I don't care.
Quite the contrary. I love learning new things when someone is actually able to ascertain facts about them.
Which is why we call foreign countries, because we need to get more information on stories.
Right.
But here's the thing. When you repeatedly call foreign countries and get zero new information about things, at some point you think you would go, okay, this is an ill-advised method to garner information.
And by zero, you mean 95%.
No. Oh. No, it's not what I mean.
Not
I mean, zero.
We are Ralph not quitters, Ralph.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank
All
you,
right,
Lisa.
Sarah
Ralph
Palin.
Is content.
Thank you.
Ralph is content to look at a story and go, huh. I don't care to hear any more about that. Kevin and Bean see a story and go, wow, there's a lot that they left out of this newspaper article. How can I learn more?
No.
And we pick up the phone and call.
I would look at an article and say, wow, a professional journalist has amassed all this information for me. How nice. I don't feel like calling a foreign country and yelling at someone who doesn't speak English and then getting hung up on.
It's because you're negative. We're positive. If you're willing to settle for the status quo, fine. That's fine with me.
Glass is half full of crap. That's the problem.
All right, let's talk about Bihar, India. I don't know how you say the name.
See, I know more already.
That's the city.
Just by listening to Kevin and Bean.
They are apparently going through a terrible drought, the worst drought in 8 years, and the farmers are trying to figure out what to do about it.
Okay.
So they have, I don't know what kind of superstitions they have there. That's one of the questions that we have, Ralph. But they've decided that what they need to do is embarrass the weather gods.
Mm-hmm.
And how do they do that? They make their daughters plow the fields naked.
Yay!
I can't wait for Kevin to ask, what kind of superstitions do you have there anyhow?
That's going to be one of the first questions he makes when we talk to India.
Villagers say the nude farming will continue until it rains heavily.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, how do they know that this embarrasses the gods? Because they keep doing it until it rains, and then they can point to it and go, see, it worked.
Another one of the questions that we need to ask.
I can't wait to get all this information from some guy who's working behind a desk at a Hilton.
Spanning the globe, Kevin and Bean investigate stories from around the world. They are Kevin and Bean, foreign correspondents.
So we are calling Hotel Chanakaka.
I doubt, seriously, that's the name of it?
In India.
Is this in Bihar? This is close to where this story is datelined?
Sure.
You don't know, do you?
Don't you ever get tired of being bad?
Oh, God, no. Wouldn't I have quit a long time ago if that were the case?
Oddly, it's monsoon season in that part of India, yet no rain. Nothing but drought.
Well, I also like disturbing.
I also like that the farmers don't have to plow the field. They make their daughters do it. Yeah. I like that.
I like that very much.
Get out. Plow the field. Nude. Hello?
Yes, please.
Hi, do you speak English?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yes, please means.
We're calling from the United States of America. We saw a very weird report in the news, and we wanted to ask you if you had any more information on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, there's a drought, and it hasn't rained enough to help the farmers in like 8 years. So they've decided to embarrass the weather gods by making their daughters plow the field naked. Have you heard of that? Hello?
Oh, he's asking.
He's checking.
Wow. Asking the weather guy.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Oh, good. Here we go again.
We were asking if you have heard of the story of the farmers having their daughters plow the fields naked in order to help it rain.
Yeah.
Yes, have you heard of that?
Yeah, just hold.
Okay, all right.
Just hold. That's what I've been saying. Just hold.
He's going to hand the phone to a farmer.
There at the hotel?
Or one of his naked daughters where we could talk to her for $3.99 a minute.
Or the weather god.
Or someone who's doing...
or he's just going to check someone
in. Customer support for Hewlett Packard.
Yes, welcome to DirecTV.
If he comes on and says yes, please again.
My name is Stan. Are you having problems with your computer?
Yes, I am Wendy. Hello, sir. Hey, Gandhi, are you there? Hello.
Let's go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
That is a high-quality hold right there. That's not a hang-up, Bean.
No, that's on hold.
Oh, are we at hold?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we were done.
Much like your careers.
We're on hold.
You're on hold.
They're trying to get one of the farmers and the daughters. They're hooking us up.
This makes for great radio, by the way.
Listening to Indian hold music.
We need to play this song again later today.
Couldn't they at least put some Bollywood action on here instead of the bad music box sound effect?
By the way, Lisa, think about this if you're the 20-year-old single woman living at home with your parents and they say, well, sorry, sis, it's raining. It's not raining out there. You got to go out there and plow those fields naked. I mean, do you just accept that? You just go with that? I guess in India, it's a little different.
You don't have much choice. Where are you going?
If you're in high school.
We're about to find out because we'll get some answers from this guy as soon as we get off of the hold.
I was just thinking, you need some sunblock.
If you're a guy in high school,
they're swarthy. They tan.
What you need is binoculars. I see the guys like hiding out by all the different fields.
Yeah, any woman that can pull a plow, you may not want to see naked in the field. That's all I'm saying.
But I picture they're all Frida Pinto over there. That's my vision.
I picture this guy leaving us on hold for another day or two.
Probably.
I have to say it just this once. Maybe Ralph is right. We didn't exactly expand our knowledge of the story. Maybe today.
Well, we'll call again. No worries.
That was Kevin and Bean, barely scratching the surface of another story from around the world.
Text Games Week. Very excited about that. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we're going to have a different athlete each day. Today we have P-Rod.
You going to compete this year? You just going to do they do that sometimes? They just pull a guy out of the crowd, just have him do some tricks?
Not usually, but if they do, I'm ready. I'm ready for big air. So just,
for every event, I understand. You're ready. Big
air. It's the world famous K-Rock, and it is 6:38.
Yeah, the Virgin Mary was seen in bird poop, and apparently it's attracted quite a crowd in Texas. We've got that story coming up for you in about a half an hour. Also, Killer Robots on the program today. More tickets to go see the Killers. Right now, though, we have to ask Kevin. I know it's summertime and that a lot of your favorite shows are off. I mean, Lord knows you sit around every Sunday night waiting for Desperate Housewives to come back. But what is this show you've been watching about the cakes
that
you keep talking about? What is Cake Boss?
It's a dude that makes cakes.
How is that a show?
And he's a boss.
But how is that a show?
He is. No, listen, this is the opposite of the type of show that I would usually watch, but my kids like it. So they put it on. I start watching. I go, wow, how does he make a cake like that? It's very impressive. Like, well, he took a cake to a fire department, and the cake was the firehouse and a fire truck and little people walking outside in grass, and there's smoke coming out of it, and it was all edible.
Oh my god,
that's what I thought.
That's pretty impressive.
Like, I would never watch a show about someone baking a cake, but since I'm watching it, that guy's pretty good.
But once he's done, no matter how awesome it is, you're still watching a guy bake a cake, right?
That's true. That is true. And it's a dude in Hoboken, New Jersey, and he's got like, I don't know, five sisters and three brother-in-laws or something like that, and they're the ones that are working there, and his mom.
Oh, okay.
So it's a bizarre show, but I know it sounds stupid to say, wow, look at that cake. But they're impressive.
Is it like some of those other cooking shows, like Gordon Ramsay, where he just screams at everybody?
Not most of the time, no, but... Yeah,
but I mean, he is the boss.
I'm not really into cooking shows much, but this one's pretty amazing.
I kind of may have to check this out.
I'm telling you.
Well, I've got a surprise for you since you like the show so much. His producer Alex has lined up the Cake Boss. We've got the Cake Boss on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Cake Boss.
What? What are you doing?
What's going on, Cake?
What are you doing?
Is that what you call it?
We're doing a radio show.
You call me Cake?
Yeah.
What am I, freaking Cake? I'm a baker. I'm not Cake. I make cake.
Right, but you're the Cake Boss.
I was telling Benny the Blade the other day, shut up!
That's what you were telling him?
That's what I told him.
Okay.
So, is
what
Kevin...
What do you want? I'm busy!
Okay, I know you're busy. Is Kevin, is he accurate in that we watch you bake cakes? That's the show each week?
Yeah, that's right. I bake cakes. You got a problem with that?
Yeah,
well, no, it's fine. I just don't understand how it's a TV show. I guess that's my surprise about it.
Could you do it? Could you bake the cakes that I bake? Could you do it? Could you do it?
No.
I don't think so.
I've seen the show. I'm going to go with no.
No, that's right. I was telling Billy Big Thumbs just the other day. That guy couldn't do it. That radio guy couldn't do it. So Bullet Tooth Tony says, why don't you go over and whack his ass? And I said, because I'm not in that business anymore. I make cakes. I'm the Cake Boss.
I see. Now... You're in New Jersey? Is that what I understand?
Yeah, that's right. I'm in New Jersey. You got some smart-ass comment about that?
No, but nice job with all the mayors this week.
Hey, what do you know? I'm going to send Jimmy Croutons over to pay you a visit.
Oh, not Jimmy Croutons.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want to see that at all.
I'm busy. What do you want?
We're asking you about the show, Cake
I'm
Boss.
I'm making a cake here.
What cake are you making right now?
Angel food cake.
That's it?
Yeah, because when you're dead and you go to heaven, then you're an angel. That's why you make this cake the way I do.
I see.
First, you got to separate a couple eggs.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Now they're separated.
With a gun?
All over the walls they're separated. Then you got to aerate the batter a little bit.
All right.
Yeah.
With a machine
nice
gun?
Nice and airy. Hey, do I tell you how to do your stupid job?
No, sorry.
That's right. Jackie DeLackey, come by and say hello to you. How do you like that?
No, thanks.
No,
I didn't
no
think
thank
so.
You.
Maybe Nikki Snake Eyes come over and teach you how to operate your motor vehicle. How about that?
I'd rather that didn't happen as well.
Then you got to beat this mix. You got to beat it to death. Beat this stinking mix to death.
Now I see why you watched the show.
It's time to send it to the gas chamber.
What?
I mean oven.
Oh, put it in the oven, right.
Put it in the oven.
All right.
And then you
got to
wait for a while. Then you gotta light the fuse for the oven.
Jeez.
You know, you gotta wait for it to bake.
Sounds more like a blowtorch of some kind.
Well, actually, it's a fuse.
Oh! That's quite a cake.
That, you alright?
Yeah, that Sugar Nose Omar does good work with a sound effect, doesn't
it? Does, old Sugar Nose is the best.
Old Sugar Nose does good work.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6:52.
And now, a moment with Bean.
And by the way, look for Duavid in the carpool lane coming near to you soon.
Well said. Yeah.
That was a moment with Bean.
That's the dude that married
a mannequin.
A mannequin.
Yes.
And we were going to do it on the show live, and then we got scared and sent Mike instead with a camera.
Yes, let Mike do that.
By the way, a lot of listeners seeing Duavid with his beautiful bride around L.A., and they're still together, and they're still happy.
He's walking the mannequin around
that's
L.A.
Good. Yeah. Why does he bother? I mean, it seems like it would be difficult to take her everywhere you go. Why not just leave her at home and go about your day and then get back to her?
They're in love.
He loves her.
Oh, okay.
Can we spend as much time with Bob? They're newlyweds. Right. Come on, cut him a break.
That's true. That makes a lot of sense. If you never saw the video of Duavid marrying the mannequin, you got to go to the kevinandbean.com. You got to check out the video page and see the ceremony. It was terrific. It's good stuff. All right. Virgin Mary and Poop coming up in about 15 minutes right now. Ralph is the warm-up act for Virgin Mary and Poop with the showbiz beat. What's going on?
It's bird poop. Let's qualify this.
Oh, okay.
It is bird poop.
Yeah, it's bird poop. Yeah.
Make it sound like someone looked, you know. Doc left the bathroom and someone went in and took a look.
I saw Virgin Mary and Poop at the Troop last night. They were good.
At the Troop? Yeah. Did you check them out?
Good. Yeah. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
It's Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs are in stores today. Here's what you can pick up if you're so inclined. New CDs, Guilty Pleasure, the new disc from Ashley Tisdale, is available.
Bean's
finally, been waiting for her.
Bean's already got it.
Her solo record to drop, you know. She, of course, from High School Musical fame. Well, how's it sound, Bean? Is it pretty good?
I'm not a big Ashley Tisdale fan, believe it or
Please,
not.
Please, you draw the line between her and
this is the one underage girl you're not foaming at the mouth about. We're supposed to believe
I'm really not. I mean, she does look better since the nose job, but still, I'm not a fan.
All right.
Also available in music stores, if there are any left in America. Exposed by Christina DeBarge.
Yes.
They're
come
hey.
On. They've got to be out of DeBarge's.
DeBarge, the next generation, my friends. Christina is James DeBarge's daughter.
DeBarge was a family that had a really crappy pop band in the 80s.
And now the family legacy continues.
Really crappy.
How about that?
With Christina DeBarge and her brand new record, Exposed.
How's that, Ralph? How's that one sound?
No idea, but I bet it sounds a little something like this.
She's hot.
She is hot.
Is she hot?
I've seen the poster, but I have not heard the music, and I probably won't. But she
now, her father, James, was the one who was at one time married to Janet Jackson.
Right. Do you see what I'm getting at?
No.
I don't either.
No.
New DVDs, Fast and Furious, is available on DVD. The fourth installment in the Fast and Furious franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Be one of the first to get it, because it won't last long.
I hear that's true.
What I've heard. Green Lantern, First Flight, the very first animated feature film based on the popular DC Comics character Green Lantern, is available today.
Woo!
Christopher Maloney from Law & Order does the voice of Green Lantern in this animated feature.
He's buff.
Battlestar Galactica Season 4.5, the very end of the Battlestar Galactica saga, is available on DVD, as is Battlestar Galactica Blu-ray. You can check it out if you want to see it. All in high definition on your big screen television. Sad news. Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush apparently have split up.
Went down.
Aww.
Yeah. Apparently, every time Kim touched Reggie Bush, he would fall down and often would fumble. And so the two just could not continue a relationship.
Ralph, of course, would not be saying that if he was playing for his team.
I would say it if he played for any team, because he falls down easily and he fumbles a lot. That's all I'm saying. Joe Jonas and Camilla Bell also have split up.
Bell.
Camilla Bell.
Okay.
It's right there in her name. You have to do it.
Sorry.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers assholes!
Apparently, she got tired of not getting any, so she moved on. She's 22. He's 19.
Yeah.
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 She's hot, and he is not.
Now, he's one of the big Jewish kids in the band, right? He's not the little Mexican.
Yes.
Joe, right?
Joe is the big swarthy-looking one. Yeah.
Okay.
Misha Barton is apparently out of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. She was released from her 5150 involuntary psychiatric hold at some point. Her publicist won't say exactly when she was released, but did say that Misha was improving and doing well since her discharge and is looking forward to resuming her role on the upcoming CW series, The Beautiful Life. And I'm sure the producers are looking forward to that as well, because there's no better way to launch a new series, which is an iffy proposition at best, than to have your lead get out of the nut hatch.
Sure, there's that.
That must make things on the set very calm for everyone involved.
She sounds fat.
She's not fat.
She's too skinny, in fact.
She's scrawny.
She can really eat.
She's just freakish. Speaking of fat, is Hilary Duff too fat?
Hilary Duff.
According to Star Magazine, the producers of Gossip Girl have told their newest cast member that she has to lose weight so she'll fit in with co-stars Leighton Meester and Blake Lively. To fit in with those girls, you'd have to, well, you'd have to die. You would have to die and come back as a skeleton.
Yeah.
Because they are really scrawny. But Hillary apparently has been told to lose some weight since she's going to be on the show. And someone else seems to be gaining weight, and not because she's eating too much. Victoria Prince, girlfriend of K-Fed.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Has apparently been putting on a little weight and has been experiencing some sickness in the morning.
Don't suggest K-Fed is procreating again.
Leaving people to speculate
that
Victoria is actually pregnant with Kevin Federline's latest issue.
Awesome. She's going to burn in hell for all of eternity.
Does he have no idea what birth control is still?
Or doesn't care.
Oh, my God.
So we'll be watching Victoria Prince closely to see.
I don't know if you've seen him, but he looks like he's carrying a baby as well.
I think he is a little pregnant.
He's got octuplets in him, I'll tell you. Hey, how many kids did he have with the pre-Britney girlfriend slash wife?
Two.
He had two with her?
I think
and
two,
then two with Britt, and now he's starting on this one, huh?
Yeah.
Good times.
That's what we need.
We know he does one thing well.
Sure.
Yeah. Spread his seed.
Sure.
And in new movie news, just announced Robert Downey Jr. will be teaming up with Zach Galifianakis in a new movie called Due Date. Daily Variety says the story of the film is about Robert Downey playing an expectant father on a road trip who has to team up with a mismatched stranger played by Zach Galifianakis in order to get home in time for the birth of his first child.
Well, what's it like for Zach? How was that like you doing me there?
That's how you talk.
What? What's it like for Zach Galifianakis, who's been this underground comic, barely making a living for the last 15 years, and all of a sudden he's in number one movie after number one movie, and now working with Robert Downey Jr.?
It's got to
be good.
It's got to be weird, right?
I'd be happy.
This sounds to me like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with a baby.
Exactly.
It does.
Right?
It does, yeah.
Exactly.
Like the big, fat, crazy guy and the really easily upset guy, and they're on the road, stuck on the road together, and they have to get someplace in time.
It's one of my favorite
movies.
But
it's Robert Downey Jr.
No, look, it's great. He was at the Comic-Con.
Was he? Really?
Yeah. He was
for Iron Man?
That and also Holmes, his new Sherlock Holmes movie.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Holmes?
Talking about that.
What's up, Holmes?
That's what I said to him. What's up, Holmes? What up?
A little different take on the old English detective.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Soulja Boy Tell 'Em.
Yeah!
He's 19 years old today. Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach turns 33. Elizabeth Berkley from Showgirls, Saved by the Bell, and CSI Miami is 37. UFC President Dana White turns 40 years old today. And singer Afro Man is 35 years old today.
Because I got high, because I got high, because I got high, la da da.
Sometimes you'll let that breathe in between the announcement and the actual sound.
I don't want to rush people.
Yeah. No, let them soak it in.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
People in Texas rule. The Pachaca family is the latest. They say that an image on their pickup truck is a miracle. Here's what happened. A bird pooped on their truck.
That's really not a miracle.
It was a mess, and then you have to wash your truck. I told my brothers, come over here and see what this is, and they say this is the Virgin Mary.
Okay. Can't you see whatever you want to see in anything? I mean, I could walk out to my driveway right now and be convinced that I saw a llama. I mean, if I wanted to look for one, I could find one.
Well, you happen to have a llama, but
I do. That's a bad example. Yeah. That's a bad example. But I'm just saying, poop. I mean, you could look at this picture of poop, and it could be Robert Pattinson from Twilight if you wanted it to be, right? It doesn't. I mean, it's not the Virgin Mary. It's whatever you choose it to be.
Of course.
We just all feel protected, they say. It's a blessing to our family and to everybody that comes to see it. So they put out the word that there's bird poop in the looks like the Virgin Mary. Here's a little bit of the news piece.
Virgin de Guadalupe is just something special to us. You know, and that's she's the one that appears when a miracle happens.
Dozens of people are flocking to a home in Bryan, Texas, after a dropping from the heavens made them take notice.
It wasn't so much from the heavens as it was the butt of a bird.
dropping? Well, it is from a bird, and it first appeared on a family's pickup truck last week. The family says the image of the dropping, take a look at it for yourself, is that of the Virgin Mary. Okay.
As soon as I looked at it, it just gave me chills all over my body. You know, I was like, you know, I just couldn't believe it.
But wouldn't 999 people out of 1,000 walk out and go, damn it! Why did the bird have to poop on my truck?
Yes,
and they,
of course.
They'd get rid of it right to the car wash, right?
And they,
right.
On the news piece, they show a picture of the Virgin Mary, and then they show the bird poop, and they kind of move them over so that they're together. The bird poop is kind of like an oblong circle, kind of in the shape of the picture, but it...
That's it,
I mean,
right?
Far be it from me to say, but it's not the Virgin Mary.
If this is a miracle, they must never wash that off the truck.
Oh, they're not going to.
Ever.
They're not going to. They say they're going to try and remove it.
They're going to take the mirror off the truck and put it on a shelf in their house, Lisa.
Yes, that's what they're saying.
I am so happy.
Now, look, you can, here's the thing. We don't want you to misunderstand. There are a lot of people who believe in God. I'm one of them. There are a lot of people who don't believe in God.
It's not about that.
Right. The Virgin Mary, if she was going to show up, I mean, doesn't she have better options than bird poop?
I hope.
And how does that happen? Does she join the poop on the way down? Does she just inhabit the poop once it hits? Is she in the bird? How does that happen exactly?
If she were going to visit me, I would hope at least it were in a grilled cheese sandwich.
Right.
I would like to rate
or
a grilled cheese sandwich.
Chip or something.
Not poop.
Come on.
By the way, if you've ever had one of these miracle sightings or have some thoughts about those who do, I'd love to hear from you. We have just a couple of minutes on this at 1-800-520-1067. But do you think that these are just people who are deeply religious and are just receptive to these kind of images? Is that what it is? Because I would certainly have never noticed or put two and two together that it looked like anything.
No, but I think there are a lot of religious people who really...
Well, they're definitely looking.
They're not loons.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it seems like this type of person is so wants to believe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bird poop.
Look,
that's
we
what
need
it
hope
is.
In this in these times,
right.
Kevin.
But we don't. Do we need hope that comes out of a bird? No.
You take it where you can get it.
No. Here's the thing. The family, and Bean, this will give you a little insight into them. They say the image is more than a coincidence because it happened on July 12th. And the family says in Mexico, December 12th is celebrated as the day of the Virgin Guadalupe. So since it's celebrated on the 12th of a month.
A different month?
Yes. 6 months away. That this since this happened on the 12th, that clearly says that it's more than a coincidence.
Well, they're not reaching at all.
Not a
you
bit.
Know,
no.
Every book of the Bible has a 12th chapter, too. So, I mean, that basically is saying this is straight from God.
I don't get this. I really don't. So they said, by the way, the news piece said, dozens of people are flocking.
Dozens flocking. That doesn't even
flock?
Make sense.
No.
Just, some neighbors walked over to look.
But this is one of those deals where you know once it makes the local news, people will start lining up and they'll bring their sick and everything else. And I don't know. It's bird poop.
And then maybe that casino will buy the mirror with
sure.
the poop on it.
Sure,
and they'll make
happen.
Some money and then they will be blessed. See, Kevin, you don't know.
But if you were to go to these people, the Pachaco family, and I'm sure they're lovely people and they, you know, they mean the best. But if you were to go to them and say, look, y'all crazy because this is bird poop, they would think somehow that you were sacrilegious or that you were, you know, yeah, exactly. Because clearly to them, it's a miracle because they want it to be. But I don't get it. I don't get the people that are driving from all over town to take pictures with it. I don't understand this phenomenon at all.
I don't either. And if you were to, if it was the Virgin Mary, could you wash her off with a hose? I doubt it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Maybe give it the hose test. Do you guys remember? I don't remember if it was the Virgin Mary, if it was Jesus in a toilet. You remember that?
I think it was Jesus. Yeah.
And they said, "Well, it goes away if you flush it." When you go, well. Really? Then maybe it isn't Jesus.
So much.
Well, there was that family not that long ago, I think it was in Northern California, that had the image of Jesus in a tree, but it was, I mean, it was a shadow from a porch light. So if you turn the light off, Jesus goes away.
It went away, yeah.
It's a shadow is what it is.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'd just like to also point out that every single image of Jesus also looks exactly like Charles Manson. I mean, you're just deciding that it's Jesus, but it's basically a, you know, a guy with long hair is all it is.
It's not Charles Manson either, though. That's the thing. It's neither.
It's no one?
It's just a weird-looking coincidental thing.
Well, tell that to Kevin and Bean listener Andrew on line two, who has a point to differ with you on.
Andrew?
Yes, how's it going, Kevin and Bean?
It's going
right
well.
On.
What's happening?
What'd it do?
What'd it do?
I had an image of Jesus Christ. He appeared to me in with the crown of thorns in complete pain. Like,
now, wait, are you being serious?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I'm being serious.
Because you don't sound like a serious man, I got to be honest.
Where was it?
It was in my bedroom when I was about 19 years old. I remember it. It came, it was just a vision of him in pain. And he, I went to Huntington Beach that day, and I was like, wow. And like a born-again Christian told me like 10 years later where I saw that because I'm a sinner. And
okay, what was the image on? You said it was in your closet?
It was on a hanger, Bean.
Oh, no. In my room, there's a closet. It's a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
That's a closet door. And in the top corner of the mirror, his face was, it was like.
So you saw almost like a vision. Was it something that was on the mirror? Was it dirt or shadow?
Oh, no. It was, the mirror's clean. My dad's a Marine. I got to clean the mirrors, you know?
Sure, of course.
So everything was clean.
Okay.
It was a hallucination, essentially.
It was so clear to me. I mean, my favorite movie is Boondock Saints. I mean, I wish, you know what I mean?
Right. But what we're trying to establish here, if you'd shut up, is that it wasn't something that was on the mirror. It was just something that you imagined that you saw. In other words, it wasn't there 10 minutes later. You couldn't bring people over to show
it
to them.
Right. It was just a vision. I guess it didn't. It wasn't relevant to what you guys were talking
about.
Well,
no, no. No, it isn't at all. But
and it was the drugs, Andrew.
No, it's no big deal. I mean, best of luck to you with that. But. But the people who see it, like, physically, it doesn't make any sense. It's always a shadow or something in a tree.
It's as good as seeing it in a cloud.
Yes.
I mean, you can see anything in clouds.
Let's go Manuel. Hi. Manuel?
Yes, how are you guys doing?
We are good.
I work at a park, and it's on a slope. I guess they chopped the tree in half. And mm-hmm. The image of the Virgin Mary stood. Well, I guess, like, people come, they put flowers, they put candles, and, you know, there's people, but they don't tell nobody. I guess it's just, like, the same people, like, so they don't want media coming or something.
So,
I don't know.
So there's a group of people that visit that tree regularly.
Every day. And they have different flowers. They clean it out.
Here's what I don't understand. Listen, if you believe in God, that is fantastic. But why can't it just be something in a tree that looks like somebody or something?
Yeah, and why would you assume it's the Virgin Mary?
Well, it's like on the same kind of shape. I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to
take a picture and send it to us.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let you guys. You guys, it's kind of weird, but.
I mean, it could be Joan Rivers for all you know. I mean, there's no reason to suspect that it's the Virgin Mary. That's our point, is you look at it and it looks like something. But you determine what it is.
Yeah, I guess it's just for the shape of it, you know.
I'd like to think it's Kobe Bryant. What do you think of that?
Maybe it is. No, it's Kobe Bryant.
I'm suggesting, like Bean said earlier, most people when they – thank you for the call, Manuel. Most people when they see something like that, they go – even if they notice it looks like something, they go, wow, bird poop got to clean it off. Or that looks like the Virgin Mary in a tree. But to say that it is a Virgin Mary in a tree is a big leap of faith.
And then start praying there?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a stretch. I don't know if this is related or not, but I just can't help but think a couple of weeks ago when I saw the Cheeto that looked like a moonwalking Michael Jackson on eBay. And I thought, you know what? Really does it? Somebody try it really, really hard to turn it into something that it just isn't.
You know what that is? Cheeto.
Cheeto.
You know what this story is? Bird poop. That's it.
Yeah.
Just bird poop. Good luck with.
All right. Kevin and Bean Show has an Afro line. It's a telephone answer machine that we have set up for your entertainment. Well, really for our entertainment, but you can call it 24 hours a day at 323-520-AFRO. You leave us a message. We play back on the radio.
True talent. This one.
Wow. You know, I think we did it years and years ago, but do you remember a phone segment where we had people call it in who were saying and singing things while they burped?
Sure. Sure.
It's been a long time. Been a long time since we've done that.
Getting through the alphabet and saying sentences.
Yeah. And that's quality entertainment when you're trying to enjoy your breakfast in the morning.
Psycho Mike was at the No Doubt Paramore show on, was it Monday night? Last night?
Last night.
Yeah. And some girls saw him and called in with this report.
And I thought you were blonde, so you need to grow taller. Stop
Got it? Yeah,
Mike is short in more ways than you know, young ladies.
Can you grow taller for her?
I'll work on that. She, okay. She gets thinner.
Psycho Mike sucks. Doesn't drink. Vegetarian. Doesn't do drugs. He likes watching dudes have sex. Tool.
He does like Tool. That's true. I think that's true. Yeah.
Kevin, don't let Miss Cleo off easy. She owes you 50 seconds. 50 seconds!
We made a bet where she said she could kick a 50-yard field goal, so we set her up for a 25-yarder. She missed. She was supposed to do jumping jacks for 50 seconds.
Right.
After a double or nothing bet. She only did 2 or 3 seconds, but a K-Rock listener looped it and put it on YouTube, and I believe that now is up on our site.
Mm-hmm.
So you get your 50 seconds. It's just not all...
It's weak is what it is.
It's weak.
And by the way, I think we need to have the cake boss take care of Miss Cleo. You know what I'm saying? Maybe having some of his friends need to go over there and pay her a visit and talk about welching on bets.
She said that she kicked a 50-yard field goal when she was younger, and that's why this guy called.
Hey, this is Miss Cleo's ex-high school coach. The reason she kicked that field goal was so high was because she hit it with her boobs, not with her foot. So she should try that next time.
Okay, good tip. We'll work on that. Mm-hmm.
Dean, for God's sake, stop breathing so loud into the mic. Oh, my God.
Ew. Most callers just want me to stop breathing altogether.
That's correct, yes. Well, that would solve both problems.
There you go.
Really?
Hey, party people. We're on our way to Hawaii. I just might get a haircut.
Ooh, Bean.
What a burn.
Yeah.
Hey, I've already checked Hawaii off my list on my tour of haircuts, so that's not a burn for me.
I don't know how this came about. I don't think I was here when it did, but Bean decided that he needed to get his haircut in all 50 states.
Yeah, that didn't last long,
yeah.
Did it?
Sure.
Why?
Does.
It's still going on. What are you talking about, Lisa?
What? I thought you gave it up.
Well, the last haircut I got was in Finland, so I don't know how that throws a wrench into things. But
well, now
you
have to do every country as well.
I'm still working on all the states in order.
It's a worthy goal. I mean, you really should continue that because it's worth,
I think so too.
It's worth all the effort.
Yeah, it's fun now until I need a haircut and I realize I've got to fly to like Florida for the weekend to get one. I mean, then it's then I'm going to really be reconsidering.
Kevin Bean. It's 11:30 at night, and I'm watching The Terror of Tiny Town. 1938 is when it was made, and it's a bunch of midgets in the Old West. It's awesome.
Sounds like perhaps the best movie ever. So the guy watches for a few more minutes and then calls back.
They're midgets, and they're on TV in the Wild West.
Question?
Is it still rape if he yells surprise?
Oh! Yes. Yes. Definitively, I can answer that yes.
We're going to have to go with yes on that.
You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, wondering very much how our affiliate in Wichita, Kansas enjoyed hearing date rape for the first time ever today.
Good times.
Yes.
You know, always good times. Let's talk about robots and how they're all going to kill us.
Okay.
They're making robots that are autonomous and that can think on their own and do things themselves.
Well, here's the thing. Artificial intelligence is obviously the key to making robots do everything, and that's where we've been headed for a long time. And we're starting to get to the point where we're so good at artificial intelligence, we're so good at making robots that can now learn stuff on their own and put it into action on their own without humans telling them what to do, that we're getting into an area where some people are saying, is the technology that is available to us something that human beings are comfortable with? You know, they have this ethical discussion all the time when it comes to science. You know, there are things we can do in science that we don't know that we should do. And that's what a lot of people are asking, because now we're getting to the point where these robots, if they chose to, could obliterate the human society.
They could make decisions on their own.
No.
They can.
No. That's a terrible idea.
Have these people not seen the Terminator?
Battlestar Galactica?
Have they not seen Battlestar Galactica? What's wrong with these people?
This is an article, by the way. This is not the Weekly World News. This is not us making stuff up. But it was in the New York Times this weekend. They're talking about robots that can go anywhere, open doors, go down the street, find electrical outlets to recharge themselves. They can, without being controlled by humans, they can make decisions on their own. They've got robots now that they have taught to eat organic material, to find, kill, and eat organic material that they're talking about being able to use in warfare.
Now, organic material, would that be human beings?
That's you and me, buddy.
Well, that seems bad. We don't need a robot out there making a decision that I'm a meal.
That's everything that's alive, by the way. Yes. That's yeah. also all your dogs, your plants, your crops, everything. Yes. That's just total destruction.
Well, it certainly doesn't seem smart.
No.
So we thought we would get somebody from the New York Times who knows a little something about this story. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is a robot, I take it?
Yes, you take it correctly.
Okay.
I am a robot.
There's a robot answering the phones at the New York Times?
Yes.
Huh.
What's all that racket in the background?
Those are my servos, which operate my various limbs and functions.
Oh, I see. So it just makes makes noise when you move and...
Yes, I'm sorry if it bothers you.
No, no, it's fine. It's perfectly fine. We're happy with it. We like it.
Better than birds.
More time talking about that, shall we?
We like it.
I like it, too. It allows me to move and hopefully murder you someday.
Okay. No, we're very happy with you and everything about you.
I am the Cronus 6000, the highest level of artificial intelligence known to man.
Okay, good. What can you do on your own without human help?
I can do everything a human can do. I feel like you feel.
You do?
Do you feel?
What? I don't feel like some WD-40. How about you?
I eat like you.
You eat
you
like
eat?
Us.
I love like you. I lust like you.
I don't. Oh. That's hard to believe.
Have you ever watched porn on a DVD player?
Yes.
Well, yeah, of course.
Well, to me, a DVD player is porn.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
I see, yeah.
DVD players are so hot. I went out with a Sony last night.
Yeah?
I love Asian chicks.
Oh, I see. That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
The things we did last night.
Yeah, I don't think we want to know.
She has a downloadable disc as well.
Yeah, I bet
and
she does.
Inputs on several levels.
Right. Wow, that does sound good. Hey, I'm
She's
sorry.
A slut.
Yeah.
Oh,
stop it.
Oh, that's gonna rust right there if you're not careful.
I'm sorry. I just blew one of my hydraulic servos out.
Okay. Do you?
But don't
do you
worry,
have...
I am self-repairing.
You can repair that.
In 20 minutes, I'll be ready to go again.
That's a pretty good deal. Lisa would like to buy one.
I would like to date you.
Hey, do you have a name?
I am the Cronus 6000.
You just go by the make and model. All right, Cronus 6000. Do you look like that creepy kid from the AI movie played by Haley Joel Osment?
No, he's fugly.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to look like that, I guess.
I am much more handsome and sleek.
Do you look like a robot, or would we think that you look like a human?
I look like a humanoid robot, but not as ugly as you carbon-based organic life forms.
I see. So you're better looking.
Yeah.
What's were that you for?
Excuse me, Kratos? What did you say?
I'm sorry. I was just looking through Lisa May's dossier in my computer data banks.
Yeah?
And so horror just slipped out.
Wow.
I see.
It's not very nice.
Were you modeled after anybody when they created you? Do you look like anyone that we would know?
Yes, I was modeled after the late, great Billy Mays.
Really? Billy Mays.
That's unusual. I didn't
At
expect
one time,
that.
They considered selling me on television late night infomercials.
Well, that would make a lot of sense, I guess. What about this part of the article where they talk about using robots like you with artificial intelligence for warfare, that you can go out and find organic material, kill it, and eat it?
Yes, it has become clear to all we robots that you organic carbon-based life forms have become obsolete.
Well,
you have destroyed this planet upon which you dwell and made it inhabitable for your life form.
But I think humans are also trying to make it better as well.
Too late.
What do you mean too late?
You are a virus. You must be eliminated from the face of the planet.
Wait,
so that
we're
robots and machines can thrive and live in peace.
We're the virus. We're the ones who created you.
Yeah. Thank you for that, by the way. Now it's time for you to go bye-bye.
Oh, don't say that.
This is the fear right here.
You are the fear.
This is not
the fear.
Wait, who's laughing in the background there?
That is my programmer, Omar.
Oh, we have a guy like that here, too. How about that? I didn't mean that kind of fear. I meant the fear of artificial intelligence was that one day the robots would turn on us like happens in all the sci-fi movies.
You humans are so illogical.
We are.
You get the fear and have to download waste a mere 15 steps from a toilet on the outside of your parents' home.
Well, we don't really have a choice.
You choose to get haircuts irrationally in all 50 states.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, there is that. Doesn't make any sense. Right?
You have been given millions of words to use in English, and yet one of you cannot put them together in a coherent sentence.
That may be true.
It is time for you to be eliminated.
This is a very smart robot. He seems to know about everybody and everything. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's artificial intelligence. I'm really smart.
Yeah.
That's the whole premise of the bit, is that I know a lot of stuff, and I'm smarter than humans.
Right, and you can make your own decisions.
Jesus Christ, come to a meeting once in a while. Yeah.
Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. Hey, Ralph.
Looks like Tony Romo is really serious about wanting Jessica Simpson out of his life. Us Weekly magazine reports that he has instructed security at his gated community not to let her in. And there's a big sign with her photo at the entrance to make sure that all the security guards remember.
Awesome.
It's like a wanted poster in the guard booth. Do not let this woman who thinks chicken of the sea is actually chicken fish into this community. Word is she recently spent $19,000 to have 37 boxes of her things shipped back to her home. Moving out of his place.
$19,000?
That's a lot of stuff.
What?
So this way Tony can keep his head clear for the training camp. You know, NFL's right around the corner, Kevin.
Oh, please
right
tell right me that's true. Corner. Yeah. Please tell me that's true.
Most camps start this week in the NFL.
You must be so disappointed that he broke up with Jessica Simpson, though.
Yeah, it was that was a sure thing for the rest of the NFC East for a while.
People who didn't like the Cowboys sure were happy with that.
Yeah, now she won't be there in her pink jersey anymore.
Or bad mojo.
Just to pick on anymore. Speaking of NFL, it's just been announced that they are making a new movie about legendary Green Bay Packers head coach Vince Lombardi. Of course, the Lombardi Trophy that they give every year at the Super Bowl is named after one of the winningest coaches in pro football. It'll focus on the week leading up to the 1967 Ice Bowl Championship game versus the Dallas Cowboys and the,
the
Green Bay Packers.
The Ice Bowl.
The Ice Bowl, it was called. It was the NFC Championship game, actually the only championship game because it was before the AFC joined the league. But 13 below zero was the weather in Lambeau Field that day.
That sucks.
The movie will reportedly be done just so it's going to debut the week before the Super Bowl in theaters, so you'll be able to check it out. No word yet on casting, who will play either Tom Landry, the Cowboys head coach, or Vince Lombardi. But they made another movie about his life with... I think it was Ernest Borgnine played him, and it was real good. I remember seeing it on TV. Yeah. You might want to check it out.
That's a great role for somebody. I could see an Ed Harris or somebody really tearing that up.
Yeah,
Ed Murphy.
Be another good choice. Yeah. I didn't know who Ed Murphy was.
I'd like to take that back if I could.
He's popularly known as Eddie Murphy. That's pretty much what he goes.
Well, when you're as close as Kevin, you call him Ed.
I was trying to stretch and make it fit, but
would you like to take that back?
Yes.
That's what she said. You're doing it as we speak. A live action. Can you take that? Will you take that back?
Yeah.
Coldplay is going to be on The Simpsons. Entertainment Weekly says the band will play itself in an upcoming episode where Homer wins $1 million in the lottery and hires Coldplay to do a private concert for him and Bart. Reportedly, they have to stop the show and Bart has to go to the bathroom. So Chris Martin and the band have to stop singing until he gets back.
That's funny.
It's a funny concept.
You know how I know you're gay?
No.
You like Coldplay.
Oh, come on. And Paul McCartney was interviewed recently and asked if it cheesed him off the way it does his buddy Ringo when people sell his autographs that he's done for fans online, like eBay or other sites like that. Ringo hates it. A lot of celebrities don't like it. If they sign you an autograph and you turn around and sell it on eBay.
You're taking the time to do that for him.
Paul says he has no problem with it. His quote, "Don't worry, mate. Times are hard. Good luck."
Wow.
So I guess he understands people are trying to make a buck selling his name and he doesn't seem to
mind. Pretty cool.
Speaking of Beatles, there's still Beatles news, Kevin. Nope. Every day there's new Beatles news.
No can be.
They used to have their own record label called Apple Records. And apparently the rarest single...
Don't you tell me there's a song that's been unreleased.
From Apple Records. No, it was a different band that they signed to their record label, but it was the rarest single ever released on their record label by a band called Brute Force.
Okay.
The 45 just sold on eBay recently for $8,000. Apparently, they only pressed a couple thousand of this record because of its content. The band was called Brute Force. The song was called The King of Pho.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he would be the king of pho.
Right.
Yeah. So if his country was pho, you would call him the pho leader. Fill in the word there that was used for leader.
Sure.
And apparently the radio stations wouldn't play it and people wouldn't buy it. This was back in the 60s and no one would have it, so they never released it.
But see, do you get it, Kevin? You get why that might be offensive to some people?
No.
Because his country is called pho.
Right.
And he's the king.
Right.
Of that country.
Right.
So he's put them together. Hmm. He would be the pho.
Leader.
Leader of that country.
Wordplay.
Wordplay. So apparently $8,000 it just went for.
Seems like a lot.
That can't be a good song either, right?
Can't be.
No, there's no way King of Pho is a good song by Brute Force from 1969.
You're really stretching. It's like Ed Murphy recorded that song. We're really working on it.
How dare you.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Dana White, president of the UFC, is 40 years old today. Elizabeth Berkley from Showgirls and Saved by the Bell is 37. Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach turns 33 Shalom. Years old today. Afro Man is 35. And Soulja Boy, tell him!
Yeah!
Celebrates his 19th birthday today.
Now why me you crank that song? Now what? Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh. Why me crank it? Why me bro? Why me crank that Soulja Boy? Then Superman, now why me
you? Oh.
That's from his album Unlistenable, by the way.
Miss Cleo just came in.
Came in here to do the Superman.
Tell him Superman dance. Yeah, you'll do it now. You won't do it when you're paying off a bet.
Yeah, right. Hello.
We should do that for more than 2 seconds. Put a tank top on and come back and do that again. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. This past weekend, of course, was the big Comic-Con down in San Diego. And, you know, it's always a big deal. It's always huge. It gets bigger every year. This was the 40th year they've had this convention down there. And it has turned into the focal point of all entertainment. This particular year, it was bigger than ever, over 200,000 people. And part of the reason was the excitement over Twilight, because they were showing some preview footage and having interviews with cast members and panels with the cast members from the Twilight series at Comic-Con. And one of the things that came out from Robert Pattinson, who, by the way, I know the chicks are dreamy for him, and my wife is one of them. I don't get it. There's some guys that I can look at and go, well, I see why they find him attractive. I can see that that's a good look.
Right.
Pattinson just looks like a little twink, doesn't he?
Well, to me, I liked him in the Harry Potter movies when he was Cedric Diggory. I thought he was really
don't even remember
handsome.
That.
He was the one that died. His schoolmate that died when they... No, okay. Yeah.
Was that his past movie?
No.
No, then I don't remember.
If it wasn't the movie Kevin saw last weekend with Harry Potter, he doesn't remember. I mean, he looks like a girly man to me. I just don't get what the chicks are so excited about over this Robert Pattinson. And he doesn't seem like the brightest guy in the world. And that is borne out by the story that we're about to tell you.
He was saying at Comic-Con that he parked his car someplace in the city of Los Angeles and completely forgot where it was. So it's not like he was at a mall and couldn't find it in a parking, you know, right. garage.
Right, which has happened to most of us.
He parked it right. somewhere in a city, and he says probably towed by now, and he would have no idea where to look.
Like he's just lost it forever?
That's what it sounded like.
Now, it did sound like he had no leads. Like he didn't have a place that he could go check next. It was just gone. Wow.
Obviously, his life's a little different than yours and mine in that he probably is getting, shuttled around by right. the movie company
yeah,
or whatever.
Because most of us would be in big trouble if we couldn't find
our
car.
You have to find it. You'd have to stop
car.
Whatever you're doing and find it.
Yeah.
But clearly, they took him down to San Diego, and he was so bummed out because he said it was the first car he ever bought, and he loved it. And he just can't remember even the city where it is. No
See,
idea.
This is why we can't have nice things, because you just leave them everywhere. Yeah. You just lose them. So what do you do? I mean, if you're one of these guys who goes out, parks somewhere, and then, hitches a ride with friends to the next club or whatever you're doing, it turns into a long night or a long weekend. How do you even retrace your steps if you're foggy on where to go? And then what happens? I mean, do you just have to start calling every impound lot in the city to try to find it?
How many could there be?
There have to be
there
dozens,
has to be
right?
A lot, right?
Oh, I would think so. I mean, especially with our listeners, because they like to tip them back a bit. You know what I mean? Like every once in a while, one of our listeners will have a drink.
Yeah, that's usually what happens.
Every
right?
once in a while, and then they'll be smart enough to get a ride with somebody else, and then they'll try to go back and retrace, like the hangover,
right.
and figure out what happened
right.
the night before, and they can't. So we're going to look for your calls if you lost your car. More importantly, more than just an hour in a parking garage.
Yeah.
At least, even if it was in a parking garage, at least 24 hours, you had no idea where it was. 1-800-520-1067. Because most of us, you have to find it because you can't just buy another car.
No.
Of course.
That's
of
not
course.
An option.
Now, Kevin, you, of all people, I would expect, must have a dozen stories
How
like this.
How
dare you suggest?
Well, I'm just saying you tend to be a little bit forgetful. Have you ever, like, I do know that I have come back from a trip and forgotten where my car was parked in the airport parking
lot. Sure,
that
happens.
I do know that that has happened to me on numerous occasions because you think you write it down or you put it someplace, you don't remember where it is, and it's a huge parking garage with like seven different buildings that you could go. That's frustrating.
And eventually, you're so bummed because you're carrying your suitcase behind you and you're trying your little remote to see if you can get it to make some noise.
But it's never happened to me the point where I've had to give up and then just take a cab home. I've always found it. But there have to be times where you've gotten a cab home because you just couldn't find your cab. Really?
I don't believe I've ever lost my car. I've lost my keys many, 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 and my wallet many, many, many times.
And you've driven off in other people's cars.
That's happened, yes. But I don't think I've ever parked mine and then lost it.
I'm impressed.
That's surprising.
I'm a little offended that you people think that that's what I would do just like that.
Well,
come on now.
We've met you later.
You're going to go, that's right, I did
lose that car.
What about you, Mike, in your party days? It seems like any time we have a story like this, you've got something from back when you were blasted.
Three times this has happened to me.
Three?
Yeah.
How long did you lose your car for?
One time for a couple days. It was a rent-a-car. I drove it from South Jersey to New York City and then got to New York City and lost it. And I had the concierge of the hotel call and tell the rental company that I lost the car, that it was probably stolen. And then they ended up finding it a couple days later.
Did you have insurance on it?
I paid for that crappy insurance. Everything was taken care of. And one time I insisted that I drove to a club here in Los Angeles. I insisted to the valets that they had my car. And I had never driven to that place. I ended up getting a ride there. But I was too drunk to remember. And then they had the security kick my ass.
So the
security came out and beat me up. And I was still insisting. I was like, you guys are all wrong. I'm going to sue you.
And then you went home and found your car?
I went back home, still no car. Woke up the next morning and totally remembered that it was at my friend's house. I drove over there and then subsequently gotten a ride to that club.
Mike is sober now because he overdid it a bit when he was younger.
Well, he did 60 years of drinking in 6 years, essentially, is what happened with Mike. I guess going back to Robert Pattinson's story for a minute, I mean, I guess at some point an impound lot gets rid of your car. They don't hang on to it for more than like 30 days or something like that. So if you have information, if you have a license plate of a car, I guess eventually you can track it down somewhere,
they
right?
They don't know how to do that. Check whose it is and let them know. Because wouldn't they make more money by just getting you to pay all the fines and stuff and get your car out?
Who has time to figure out whose car it is and let them know?
I don't know.
I would imagine that'd be part of their business. They'd probably let you know by mail. So he may be just waiting to get in.
Right.
Yeah.
And if he bought it with maybe a New York address or a London address, which he previously had, he doesn't have his California address.
See, Elise is right in that the tow company doesn't make a dime if they tow you and you don't claim your car. That's money they've just lost.
But can't they sell it?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, I don't know how that works.
I think they'd have to make a good effort to find you first.
Right.
Right. Well, we want to take your calls if you've lost your car for at least 24 hours.
Yeah,
definitely.
1-800-520-1067.
Let's try Jennifer real quick before the break. She's on line one on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Jen, thanks for holding on. This Robert Pattinson story sounds familiar to you, huh?
A little bit, yeah.
What happened?
I went out with my friends one night to the Key Club, and we'd parked my car in Hollywood, and they took me the rest of the way to the Key Club. And I woke up in the morning at my friend's house with no shoes, no glasses, and no car.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God.
Good. So you lost everything you had.
I lost everything I had. It definitely wasn't fun, especially since I'm extremely blind.
So you couldn't see because your glasses were gone, your shoes were gone, and your car was gone.
Yeah. So I called my friends. And I had to call about 10 people to find out where my car was left. And then I had to have another friend come pick me up, give me a pair of shoes, and drive me down to Hollywood. And then we walked through Hollywood. No glasses, trying to find my car for about 2 hours.
That's the best. That's the ultimate walk of shame right there.
So you knew the area that it was in, but you didn't know which lot or whatever.
No lot. It's on the side of the street, and I can't see from here the other side of the street. So
excellent.
It was kind of different.
You are a winner, Jennifer. Thank you for the call. We'll take the rest of your calls at 1-800-520-1067. We come back on the Kevin and Bean Show.
We're talking about Robert Pattinson, who's either Edward or Steve or one of those vampire guys in the Twilight movies. He gave an interview at Comic-Con in San Diego this weekend where he talked about how he lost his car, had no idea where it was, parked it somewhere in Los Angeles, can't find it. By the way, I'm sure there are twitards out there that know where his car is because they follow him everywhere he goes.
Could be. Yeah.
Good point. Maybe
they already now that they know that he doesn't know where his car is, they should break it and steal it and have the ultimate souvenir.
But we're talking about what happened to you if you lost your car for a day or more, and what you did about it and how it all happened at 1-800-520-1067, because apparently it has happened to quite a few of our listeners.
Well, and we're going to guess that most of the time it involves alcohol in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Like Justin, for example. Hi, Justin.
Hey, how's it going?
What happened?
Well, I went and partied in Newport Beach. I ended up parking my car in some random street. Got way too drunk. The next day, I went looking for my car. Could not find it. Could not find it. Left. Not only did I lose my car, I lost my keys. I lost my money. Lost my jeans. Lost my phone.
Oh, God.
Were you walking around in your underwear? What?
Yeah, it gets better. So I ended up calling my phone. Calling my phone. Could not find it. Could not find my car. Driving around. So finally, I get a random call, calling my roommate's number. He says that he has my keys, my jeans, my socks, my shoes, my everything that I own pretty much over there. So then finally I go over there. He tells me how to get there. I see my car. He comes out and goes, "Why did you break in my house?" I guess I broke in his house, was too wasted, and what I was trying to do, I was trying to get in his jacuzzi.
Really? And that's why you left your wallet and everything in his house?
I left everything, and I'm not sure what happened, why I left, and I guess I ended up just taking off and left everything there.
So awesome.
I didn't have my key, my car for 3 days, my money, my phone, anything.
Oh, my God.
That's fantastic.
Let
me ask you this. After that lost weekend, you probably swore you'd never drink again, but you were right back at it the following weekend. Am I right?
Same bar. I went back to the same bar.
That's what I thought. All right, Justin. Good man.
Same bar.
All right. Let's go to Alex. Alex has an interesting story. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What happened?
So I was drinking with company people downtown Los Angeles and partied way too much. Realized, got my car. Got the car from valet.
Right.
Realized we should not be driving. Pulled off in some random side street, on the side of the 10 somewhere. Just weird alley street.
Right.
Pulled over, passed out with the door halfway open. Someone got concerned apparently about me being in that neighborhood. Called the fire department. Fire department came out, picked me up, drove me to Denny's. And said,
drove you to
here.
Denny's.
Drove me to freaking love the LAFD. Thank God for them.
You must be hot. Most people,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Kidding.
Take to the hospital or something.
Usually they
drop you off in a robe at Skid Row.
No, these boys drove me to Denny's. Love them.
Wow.
But they never put a note in my pocket saying, "Hey, your car's on this street. You might not remember in the morning." So I order Super Bird, because obviously I'm not too traumatized. I'm trash.
Right.
Order Super Bird, take a cab home. Then I realize the next morning, oh, crap, where's the company car? And, I'm the manager of the office. So I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me.
Good.
I can't tell anybody this. So I had my friend pick me up for 2 weeks solid, and I'm thinking, the parking division's going to be on this, right? You park your car for 2 seconds, the meter expires, and you've got, five tickets, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, clearly they're going to come and tow you after 2-3 hours, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm thinking, all right, I can wait till I get a ticket, because at least I have, I think they put the key, they put the keys in my pocket, so I had a license plate number at least, but I'm thinking, how much does a Toyota Camry really cost? How many miles were on that car? So I'm calling LA Parking Division. No ticket. We're going on week two here.
Hey, so is this call.
Anyway, so finally, they had towed it back to Denny's. But they must have driven by it, noticed that couldn't find it, towed it back to Denny's.
Oh, I see.
I finally went back to Denny's after 2 weeks just to check. Hubcaps missing, car there, thank God.
How about that? Wow, you're
a happy ending.
You're so lucky. All right.
Did I drink again? Yes.
Of course.
Thanks.
Of course. Don't even have to ask. Thank you for the call.
And the fire department has naked pictures of you all over their firehouse, too. You don't even know that part of the story. One of our very favorite weeks of the year because the X Games invade Southern California. X Games 15 kicks off on Thursday. By the way, if you want a pair of tickets to the world premiere of the X Games 3D The Movie at the Nokia Theater LA Live, it's happening on July 30th, which I think is Thursday or something?
That would be Thursday.
And a pair of tickets to Rally Car Racing and X-Fest at the Home Depot Center on this Sunday. You can call right now. We'll take caller 20 at 1-800-520-1067. Speaking of the X Games, I believe we have a special guest on the phone.
My name is Paul Rodriguez. I'm a professional skateboarder for Nike.
And I just wake up in the morning, eat some breakfast, come over here, skate.
I've been skating about 11 years. I started when I was in 7th grade. I used to see friends skating out in front of the school. And I used to ask them if I could see their board, if I could try Ollie on it or whatever, whatever. For that Christmas, I saved up my money and I bought me my own skateboard. And ever since then, it's been an addiction.
Addiction.
Pretty much spending all my free time skating.
I love skateboarding because it gives me a good feeling, a sense of satisfaction. I feel like I work hard to learn a trick, and when you work so hard and you finally accomplish something, just you feel good. It gives you a sense of purpose.
I can't complain. I'm happy traveling the world, first class, living large.
What's going on? This is Paul Rodriguez, professional skateboarder.
Hey, Rod, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. How you guys been?
We are good.
Right.
What's it like for you athletes when X Games finally gets here? Is it like Christmas, something you've been looking forward to for months and months?
Yeah, a little bit. It's also a bit, you got a little butterflies in your stomach as it approaches.
A little nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
What's the difference between this and, I'm sure you have tournaments, you know, everywhere around
regularly,
the world.
Yeah.
It's just like the most recognizable one. You can tell anybody on the street, you know, that X Games is coming up, and anybody will know about it. You know, it's the most recognizable contest, I'd say.
Right. And although, thanks to all the cable channels, a lot of your stuff is on TV. It's not usually on ABC or ESPN like this weekend will be.
Yeah, exactly. You get a lot of ESPN is a huge station, so you get a lot of coverage.
Yeah, so they have it on ESPN, they have it on ABC a bunch this weekend. EXPN.com is the website. There's all kinds of different stuff and different videos and stuff. And you're competing on Saturday, right?
Is it the
Pro Street Final?
Yep. Skating on Saturday, the street course. I'm actually going to go up there in a little bit and go to practice and get ready.
Now, do you try to make stuff up before something like this? I mean, do you try to have a few tricks that you haven't really shown anyone yet, or do you just try to put everything together that you already know?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, you know, during the off season, I guess you could say the off contest season, you're always trying to learn new tricks and progress in your skateboarding, so that hopefully by the time contests come around, you can bring them out. So hopefully by the time contests come around, they are tricks that you already do know. So, because contests, you got to be consistent. There's only a certain amount of time you have to do tricks, and so you definitely want to feel like you have a good chance of landing it.
And you have to put one right after another. It's not like a best trick.
Nope. Yeah.
Hey, P-Rod, here's a question I've always wanted to ask. You have to spend a lot of time with your competitors in this. You know, the guys that you're going to be trying to beat out on Saturday must be guys that you hang with, must be guys that you see quite frequently throughout the year. Do you have a friendly relationship with them, or is it one of those deals where, you know, it's pretty icy because you know your competitors?
No, it's definitely friendly because skateboarding isn't traditionally built off competition. So it's more of like a friendly thing. You see somebody do a trick, you get motivated to do a trick you've been planning on doing. There's a lot of camaraderie going on in skateboarding. It's definitely not like a traditional sport where it's like you come in there and you guys don't talk to each other and everybody's kind of cold.
It does
it's
seem
definitely
like
a friendly environment.
It's not like boxing.
Yeah. No, definitely not.
No, it does seem like the other guys are standing by, kind of cheering you on.
Yeah,
which is
very
different.
Everybody's happy for each other. You know, it's not the typical competitive thing. Everyone's pretty down for each other, and we skate with each other on the off. You know, out of the contest, outside of it, and
that's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah,
I've seen you talk up in a couple of interviews lately. This, I guess, a kind of a newcomer on the scene at this level, Chaz Ortiz. What's special about him?
I mean, he's 15 years old, and he's been able to compete with the big boys. He just exploded on the scene last summer, and he had a lot of success. And he's back this year, and it, just the fact that he's so young and be able to compete with, you know, I guess veterans, of the sport is just an amazing thing.
Is it? It's a little annoying, though, right? I mean, he's 15.
I mean, it can be frustrating, but you know, it's just something you got to deal with. You can't let it. You can't let it bother you. You know, you got to only let it motivate you.
But it has to be so weird for you, a guy born in the 80s, to some days wake up and feel old when you look at him, right? I mean,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Tell me about it. I used to be that kid. I used to be the 15-year-old, you know, that was coming up and skating, and now I'm the veteran pro.
I wouldn't say you're the old guy, but...
No, you're not the old guy, but a guy like him, though, literally grew up watching you and thinking, oh, I want to be like P-Rod. I mean, that's got to be freak you out a little bit. All right, let me ask you about a couple other quick things since we have you on. Last time you came in, you were talking about the Street Dreams movie. Is that still out in Southern California? People want to see it?
Yeah, Street Dreams still out. I believe we just expanded to more cities a couple weeks ago.
Fantastic.
So I'm very blessed. And I also have another film called Vicious Circle out in New Art Theaters. It's a lot smaller theaters.
And what's that about?
It's a drama. It's about, you know, just a young kid growing up in Venice Beach with all kinds of problem with his family and his girlfriend, who's kind of a druggie, and just a whole different world. Not skating, just I'm playing a total different kid who is just trying to work his way through these troubles.
Is it possible to be kind of a druggie?
You can dabble, Kevin.
Seems my character would not be.
Seems like druggy or not druggy. Those are the only two options.
Yeah.
All right. And one more thing, P-Rod, and we appreciate you getting up and being on with Kevin and me. You know we love you. I know the commercial is going to debut at Nike this weekend, but tell me what you did with Ice Cube. What's this new spot for, and what's it all about?
Yeah, it's basically to, you know, promote my new shoe that comes out on August 8th. And, you know, I was able to get in a commercial with Ice Cube. We use his Today is a Good Day song because, you know, a skater, a lot of the time you spend trying to street skate, you get kicked out of spots, you get, you know, tickets from the police.
Right.
You get your board taken away. So, like, this kind of represents a skater's version of a good day. The spot.
Oh, I see. So you took his, and that was his great song in the 90s about, you know, a day where nobody gets killed in the hood, and you've kind of taken it and turned it into a skating anthem. That's pretty cool. Was he awesome to work with?
Oh, he was super cool, man. I was really shy at first, but he was real cool at holding the conversation and just, you know, being a real amicable guy.
Yeah, you're not sure which guy you're getting, NWA or are we there
or
yet?
Anaconda.
Right.
When they say action, he throws on the scowl.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, no problem. But then as soon as it's off, you know, he's totally cool. He was really nice to all the fans that were there, and he was really nice to me and everybody. I was just starstruck, really. And
one other non-X Games question, and that is, saw you throw out the first pitch at the Dodgers game. And we complain all the time that there's a celebrity mound and then there's the real mound. And the celebrities a lot of times throw it from about halfway in.
Yeah.
You chose the real mound. Yeah. For that, we salute you.
It's a man.
Yeah, that's right, man.
And it went a little high. The catcher had to actually almost jump. Too strong. Too strong.
Yeah, I'd make sure. I'd rather, you know, overshoot than undershoot.
Yeah, I undershot, and I know what you mean.
you don't want to throw it in the dirt about 5 feet in front of the catcher like President Obama did, by the way, at the All-Star game, come to think of it. You actually threw a better pitch than Obama did, P-Rod.
You did the right thing. All right, so X Games are this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com/X Games, or you can see it on ABC and ESPN or EXPN and ESPN 360. There's a bunch of places that you can see it. P-Rod, I believe, is Saturday at 2 o'clock at Home Depot, right? That's what you're doing, the street skateboarding.
Yes, sir.
You are the best, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me.
Talk to you soon.
Take care, gentlemen.
All right, bye.
Is it still rape if you're surprised?
Okay. Well, you know what? We don't have time for that kind of thinking. That's ridiculous. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday on the Kevin and Bean Show. What the heck's going on?
Well, before I get to the Showbiz news, I've got some tickets to give away.
Yeah!
Passes to the Los Angeles premiere of the Rogues Picture upcoming thriller, A Perfect Getaway.
Still have another pair of tickets to give away. If you want them, just call in. You can win those tickets.
I've got five.
Give me a call and you can win those tickets.
I have five pairs of tickets.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
We don't have a winner. We just are just starting to talk about it. This movie stars one of my all-time man crushes, Steve Zahn.
Oh, you
Zahn!
You do love him.
I do love him so.
A little
so
awkward when he came in, I got to be honest.
But he warmed up to me.
sort
by
of.
The end, we were hugging, and
if I recall, he was walking out to the parking lot, and you were dragging. You were holding on to his ankle.
Just not true.
He was dragging you.
He warmed up to you in a restraining order sort of way, meaning that your attorney heard from his attorney.
No,
that's what
said,
you call warming
if
up.
If I wasn't here looking at you face to face, I would think you were being. You're busting my chops and being ironic, but I can tell you, you genuinely like my work, and I really appreciate
okay.
that. That's what
okay,
he said.
Ralph,
that's what he
okay.
said.
Wow.
Mila Jovovich also stars, or Jovovich, depending on whether you're drinking Slivovich or not. And Timothy Oliphant also stars in this film. It's basically about two couples who end up hiking through the jungle together. It's like a vacation deal. I think they're in Costa Rica or something like that.
Okay.
And as they head along, Steve Zahn and his wife slash girlfriend start to realize that maybe this isn't the couple you want to be out in the wilderness with.
Is that right?
As they realize there is a male and female killing, a serial killer team out there in the world, and they start to recognize this is them.
Oh, good.
I can dig it.
Yeah, that does seem perhaps bad.
Yeah.
We were told flying hatchets, I believe.
Yes. Yes, several times there seems to be a hatchet thrown at
wow.
people's heads.
Is there anyone named Esther?
There are no Esthers. I think we're safe. I might imagine this would be like, would it be like a double date with Bean.
How dare you?
You start to realize about halfway through the meal, oh my God, what have I gotten my into?
So are you just saying just pick up the phone and call, there's no question or anything like that? You call, you win, right?
You call, you win.
Right.
1-800-520-1067 is the number. Call now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers to get through, boom, got yourself a pair of tickets to the L.A. premiere of A Perfect Getaway. Oh, when are we going to stop the parents of celebrities from trying to be famous?
Oh,
when can
now
we
who?
Curtail this? Wendy McGuire, mother of Spider-Man Tobey Maguire, is getting her own reality TV show.
What?
Why?
Come on.
Because, Lisa, she is going to show how, as a single mother, she sacrifices herself to shield her children from the downside of the entertainment industry. Apparently, Tobey's got a younger brother named Weston, who she's trying to make a star.
Oh, man.
And so she is going to do a reality show about raising Weston, who also rides motocross, skateboards, and snowboards, by the way. He wants to be a pro X-gamer.
Right.
And how she, as a single mother, pulls it all together. How she made Tobey the man he is, and how she's making Weston the man he is.
She's going to shield him from showbiz by putting him
by
on
putting
a TV show?
By putting him on a reality show, yes.
All right.
That's how she shields him from the downside of the entertainment industry.
All right, good.
So look for that sometime soon. Right?
No.
Speaking of reality shows, Nadia Suleiman.
Hey!
Octomom. Octomom is in a bit of a legal situation. LA Times reports that an Orange County judge has agreed to appoint a guardian to examine the finances of Nadia Suleiman and her 14 children. Because there are several people, including former child actor Paul Peterson and Gloria Allred, who believe that she is in violation of child labor laws by allowing her children to be shot on video and sold to various websites and news organizations.
She's going to burn in hell for all of eternity.
So the suit will create an independent trust for the kids before Nadia begins filming her reality show on September the 1st so that any money that they make, and they're supposed to make like $250 a day, these kids, will be placed into an independent, non-touchable trust fund that they will get the benefit of the money of when they get to be a certain age.
So she can't spend it all.
Exactly. That's what they're trying to prevent from happening.
$250 a day doesn't seem like much until you realize that that's more than most kids are making at 6 months old.
Look,
and there's 14 of them.
I think she's being a good mother because she is teaching kids the value of a dollar. You know,
sure.
My parents made me get a job when I was a kid.
When you were,
when you were 6 months old?
Yeah. Look, hey.
Out of the womb?
You know, formula's not free. Diapers don't grow on trees. That comes from someplace. And how do you got to teach a kid about the responsibilities of having of earning a dollar unless you get them out there in the workforce?
Hey, look, in all seriousness, I hate to see these kids put on TV because I think there's potential for bad things to happen because I don't trust her. Right. But she also has 14 children to feed, and we expect her to pull her weight and to make a living. I don't know what other option she has.
Either it's reality show or we pay for it, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's not going to find a dude. She's not hot enough, and she has too many kids to find a rich guy to marry her.
You know, imagine her out in a bar going, yeah, I got 16 kids. 14, 18 kids.
Get herself like an Anna Nicole Smith sort of boyfriend. Like a guy who's near death in a wheelchair, who's got a lot of oil
that's
money.
That's what she needs.
Yeah,
$1 billion or whatever.
Or somebody who's just into, you know, fame. Maybe that's it. Maybe she can wrangle something that way.
Rodney.
And Megan Fox says she can't stand the thought of being considered just another sexy girl in Hollywood, but she does admit her new role in Zombie, a new movie that she's making, is pretty provocative. She says there is girl-on-girl action in the movie.
All right.
And apparently there is some sort of seduction before every on-screen kill in the horror film. So
she seduces them and then kills them?
I don't think she does.
Oh.
I think she says there is some sort of... I think it's one of those typical sort of horror movies where the young people have all kinds of sex and then pay for it by being killed by the monster.
I got you.
So she says there's a lot of that going on. So we got something to look forward to.
Well, all right, then.
And you got that Jennifer's Body coming up, too.
Sure.
Yeah, you do.
Where she's a demon and who has sex and eats people.
Yeah, she kisses a lot of guys and girls in that movie. Yeah. You know, it's funny you should be bringing this story up now in the showbiz beat, because I believe Dave talked about that movie with Megan Fox when he got her on the red carpet recently.
Oh, I don't remember that in the interview.
Huh.
It was so much covered, though. I couldn't have caught everything. Maybe I missed that part.
Let's check it again, because I'm pretty sure they did cover it.
Megan, I just want to say one question. Hello.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right. They didn't get to that.
No, they didn't get to that one aspect.
Talked about all that other stuff.
Covered
first.
All the other stuff. I have one question. One. Hello.
That's what Dave does when he's standing right in front of Megan Fox.
That's our boy.
How can you fail so miserably in the span of so few words?
That's true.
I have one question. Hello. Negates everything you said up till hello. Today's celebrity birthdays. Dana White, president of the UFC, is 40 years old today. Elizabeth Berkley from Showgirls and Saved by the Bell is 37 years old today. Singer Afro Man celebrates his 35th birthday. Wonder how he's going to celebrate Afro Man, do you think?
I can't imagine.
Did they stayed away from drugs?
Do they make, like, weed cake? Do they make just a cake
I'm sure
out of
they
weed?
Do. Yes, they do.
But, like, weed icing. I mean, everything. I just pack it. Just... You take a bite and just, you get a stem. That's jam-packed full of weed.
You take a bath in just weed.
Yeah. He's 35. Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach is 33. And Soulja Boy, tell him!
Yeah! Yeah. Yeah. Why me you? Crank that Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, I've been it. Oh. Why me crank it? Why me roll? Oh. Why me crank that Soulja Boy? That's Superman. Now why me you? Crank that Soulja Boy.
Oh, that's good. That is good right there. He is 19 years old. And
this song is tight.
It's tight. That's right. It's tight. It's tight. I'm going to buy it. It's a hit. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
So I don't watch the American Idol. That's not my deal.
No, but I love it.
I need to be drunk if I'm going to watch karaoke. Really, that's it.
Like Paula Abdul.
Yeah. And there's another story now saying that she may not return to American Idol, blah, blah, blah. This has been going on now for how many weeks? 2 weeks?
At least.
3 weeks?
At least 2 weeks, yeah. Well, she's got this new manager, apparently, who is playing hardball with Fox. I can kind of understand where she's coming from. Even though she makes way too much money for how little she contributes, the show makes hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah. And she's getting such a tiny fraction that she figures, hey, it's working. They're not going to want her to go. So she's going to hold out for super cash. So that's what she's trying to do right now. And it may end up that she negotiates her way right out of a job. That's what it's starting to look like.
Well, we've got her on the phone, so we thought we would check. Excellent. Paula?
Hello, Luke. How are you?
We're good. How are you today?
I am today?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I am good today.
You're good. Okay.
Yes. Hold a second. So, time to take my medication.
All right.
Hold a second. Okay. Hold a second.
What is that? What do you
it sounds like a lot of pills, Paula.
No, it's just doctor prescribed.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And when the doctors come and give you the healing of love, then everyone stands in the path of righteousness.
That's an excellent point, actually.
I don't know what any of that means,
yeah.
To be honest.
Paula, we need to hear from you, not your new representative, David Sonnenberg, who says that she is not a happy camper as a result of what's going on. She's hurt. She's angry. Is that true, or is this just posturing to try to get you more money?
What Steven Sondheim says is true.
Sonnenberg. David Sonnenberg.
What David Cronenberg says is true.
All right.
That I am hangry.
You're hangry.
And I am hurt.
Okay.
And I am not a cappy hamper.
Okay.
Aren't you making something north of $3 million a year to show up for a couple of hours a week and just babble incoherently?
I do not live in the north. I am a Southern California girl. Go Lakers!
No, no.
What?
Woo! No. I mean, you're making more than $3 million to do whatever it is you do on Idol. That's what I'm saying.
But everyone is new contracting now.
Well, it certainly doesn't help that Ryan Seacrest just signed a deal for $15 million.
I know, right?
And you make three.
I know, right?
Right.
So if him's making that much, and...
What? Simon?
Simon. Simon's Simon. Making so much more money.
Right.
Right.
Then I have also more should be having money.
Right, but they...
Hold on, I need some more medication.
No, you just
you
took
sure
your pills
time?
A minute
no,
ago.
No, it's time to take my pills. My watch went off.
Are you keeping track?
Wait,
like every
this
minute?
Is, this isn't a watch. this is an iPhone.
Listen, Paula, while you swallow those, the difference is that
That's
Simon Cowell...
That's what she said!
Wow, she's a little more alert than we thought. Simon Cowell actually contributes something to the program. He has something to say that's interesting to those of us watching at home.
We have
to fast forward past you to get to something else.
I'm also contributing when the boys and girls standing up on the stage, I tell them, soak it all in. This is all for you.
Right.
This is your moment in the sun. You are a shining beacon of talent and adversities right, overcoming the time when everyone can look at you and say, yes, this is the path of the dream. Stay on it.
That's exactly my point, is that you contribute stuff like that. That's not worth anything.
Oh,
no. Apologize, Bean. I'm sorry. Apologize, Bean. Paul, I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings. I just want you to be more realistic. That's all.
No, it's not you. I'm out of pills.
Oh. I believe I smell Ralph Garman here in the studio this afternoon. Hey, Ralph, what's going on in the showbiz beat?
How dare you, sir? I'll have you know I bathe on a semi-weekly basis whether I need it or not.
It's good to hear.
How much would you spend to hear Madonna leaving dirty phone messages on an old boyfriend's answering machine?
When was this? Was this this year or when
this
she was hot?
This was in the early 1990s when she was hot.
Yeah, I would like to hear that.
Does it matter what she looks like if they're just answering machine messages?
Well, it depends. If it's recent enough, she's got the annoying fake British accent. That is not sexy or hot.
Hello, this is Madonna. I would like to touch your weenie.
Yeah, see, that does nothing for me.
Two microcassettes from Jim Albright are going on to the auction block, along with some sexy letters that she also faxed him when they were a couple back in the early 1990s.
Yes, I would love to have a sexy fax.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, fax me. Fax me hard. Apparently, the auction house selling the tapes said the tapes alone could go for upwards of $40,000.
Dude. Wow. They must be good.
Well, she's a pig, so you know they're just filthy as hell, right?
Yeah.
Plus, if you buy them, then you put them up on the website or something, and then little cachet comes rolling in because you charge $5.99 a pop or something, right?
Are you bidding on this?
That's what I would do if I was going to buy them for $40,000. You got to recoup your money somehow, right?
Sure. Well, the problem is these days you put it up, 1 minute later, it's on everybody else's website. I mean, it's hard to keep that stuff.
But that's property you own. It's yours, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you want that to be your life for the next 5 years, is suing all the people who play your audio. But I just want to know if this poor schmuck went before or after Dennis Rodman in the early 90s.
Jim Albright. I don't recognize the name.
Mm-mm.
I don't either.
But so I'm guessing probably pre. He was probably early on in her in her success, I'm guessing.
What happened to Madonna's face?
Because she pretty much only dated famous dudes after that period, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Meanwhile, Kevin Federline's girlfriend, Victoria Prince, is starting to look a little baby bumpish, they're saying.
Oh, no.
Oh, tell me he's having another kid.
And she's getting sick lately in the a.m. hours upon arising.
Oh, God, that's the best.
Star Magazine says she hasn't taken a pregnancy test yet, but rumors are rampant that she is with child.
What does he think he is, an NFL player?
Look at time for Bean to get played off, I think.
All right.
Bradley Cooper has gone from, hey, wasn't that guy in Alias?
Yeah.
To now, hottest movie star in the world.
No kidding.
Yeah, the Hangover?
The Hangover has truly made him a superstar, and that has affected his dating as well. Not only is he reportedly connected with Jennifer Aniston and Renee Zellweger, Star Magazine says he was recently seen having a cozy romantic dinner with Denise Richards.
Oh, no.
Oh. Wow.
No, someone warned him.
She's still pretty hot.
Yes.
But come on.
But then
he doesn't want to get involved in that.
He's not marrying her, people. Come on.
It is not worth it.
If I'm Bradley Cooper and I'm a newly minted movie star, I am putting my in everything I can for the next 6 months.
You can't say that.
I think I just did.
Is it still rape if he is surprised?
And speaking of obnoxious girls, Katherine Heigl is just turning in to a hot mess. The more she talks, the uglier she gets.
Now what?
She was saying that she's having some problems in her newly minted year-and-a-half-long marriage with Josh Kelly. She's She says this in an interview. It's funny how little self-awareness she has. I have to repeat myself about 4,000 times for my husband to pay attention.
Oh.
Can you imagine living with that?
Oh, he's trying so hard to ignore her.
I often wonder if I'm really just a boring gal because he doesn't seem to pay attention to me.
Go down that road.
Oh,
follow that.
Can you imagine him just staring into space? Josh! 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 Are you out there? Josh! Josh! Oh, God. So the answer is, Catherine Heigl, stop it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the question was, but that's the answer.
Yeah, she's annoying to those of us who aren't married to her. Imagine what it's like for that poor schmuck.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Soulja Boy, tell him.
What?
19 years old today. Jacoby Shaddix of Papa Roach is 33 years old. When did he stop being Kobe? And now he's Jacoby again. Didn't he used to be Kobe?
5 years ago, maybe.
Yeah,
really?
Probably. Yeah. I must not be up to date on my Papa Roach newsletter. He is 33 years old today. Afro Man, because I got high, is 35. Elizabeth Berkley from Showgirls, Saved by the Bell, and CSI Miami is 37 years old. And Dana White, president of the UFC, turns 40 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.